Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
No. All eyes for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
Last Monday, the NRL came out and said no more nitpicking penalties. I think that was wrong to go out. They should have done that in-house. But to go and do that publicly has now put a lot of pressure on the referees. And so we're all watching them this weekend. Up until this weekend, I think the penalty count average was 17.4, 17.6 per game. Up until today, I haven't included the game that's on at the moment, but it's 13.1. So penalties have come down. But the referees still don't know what is the difference between a nitpicking penalty and a penalty that they have to do or have to give to keep on the crackdown that they've started over the last 15 weeks. For instance, in yesterday's game, and this is where I talk about empathy of refereeing and empathy for the game and having a balance in it. There was one penalty against Matty Pryor last night, which was a nitpicker. And then there was another one against Michael Gordon in the Titans game where the score is 32-10, 6 minutes to go. Titans get the ball 5 metres out from their own line, get tackled. Michael Gordon goes into dummy half, decides to take it down a 7 metre wide blindside. And as he does, the markers split and the marker closest to him is offside and gives chase. But he gets tackled when he gets to the winger and that marker joins in. He was going nowhere. He was tackled. It was finished. And yet the referee blew a penalty, which is a nitpicking penalty. When you have an empathy for the game at 32-10, Titans in front, running out, that penalty's not needed. You look at what's the impact of a penalty and what do I gain from it? You're gaining to this is the level, the standard I want. We're not worrying about that, 6 minutes to go at 32-10. And the impact on the game. So there's your nitpicking penalty. So the boys still don't know, and I feel sorry for them, still don't know where they're at between the clampdown and a nitpicking penalty. That's one.
Whoa, Billy.
Last night,
you're supposed, that's
I go down.
You brought an accent. It's supposed to be whatever it's called.
It's me gavel. Last night, I go down to Shark Park because my little daughter's dancing in this big extravaganza, which was fantastic. 1,800 girls and boys dancing. So all the dance schools within the Sutherland Shire putting on the halftime entertainment. It was terrific. Freezing cold down there, let me tell you. I was down there 2.5 hours before she had to come on at halftime. Freezing cold. But here's the point. I'm thinking I'll have a beer. I don't go to the footy much where I can sit on the hill and have a beer, so I'll go down and have a beer. I got my $10 out. I said, I'll have a can of Great Northern, thanks. They said, you need a card. I said, excuse me? And they said, no cash, card only. I took a pocket full of cash and my pass to get in. I didn't take credit cards or any of my wallet down there to the park. I don't carry a wallet like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't buy a beer because I had cash. What has happened? Cash was king. What the hell has happened there? So I couldn't have a beer last night.
Cassius Clay is one of my favourite fighters.
My third and final one is I'm listening today to our partners, my mates, on Triple M Footy Show from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock when I come in.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Maroon's leading. Maroon, good job. Well done.
Great job.
How the hell do you put up with a Gordon Tallis, Paul Kent and James Hooper yelling over the top of each other, interrupting each other when I'm trying to listen because I'm interested in everything that you blokes individually have to say, but I can't bloody well hear it because there's too much over the top of each other.
Yeah, do you know what? But that was funny because I know the segment you're talking about. He's Wikipedia.
Oh, he's killing me.
That was hilarious.
Come on, that was funny, Bill.
No, that part was funny, but it's when you... Oh.
Because it was his face, because you had to be there, and his face, say Maroon's close to 6 foot. He got down to about 5 foot, and he went bright red, and his glasses started to fog up. So we had barrels all loaded, and we could not wait. So we were coming out of the trenches with our guns loaded, trying to shoot him. And yes,
this
we
was the
were trying to have
one.
A go.
This was when you were talking about grandstands at local fields.
Oh.
He wants the big grandstand.
Where does he go and get all of his corporates done?
Wow.
Where does he go and get all of his corporates done?
Can I change topic just momentarily?
Please.
Todd Greenberg and his press conference. All season, he has owned the crackdown. He has said, it's on me. Blame me. And that's been quite credible. But to then come out and say the refs have been nitpicking, I thought it was a little bit taking ownership away from himself for the first time in this whole thing.
Yeah, and I did find out. Remember we talked about when Bernie Sutton came out and said, we are going to referee this game.
Gordy.
Oh, no, that was good. Please. Oh, so you're not on these
rules. Please. Can you
leave? That's finished. Now we're talking.
Oh.
Can you leave your ADHD outside and let Billy talk?
I was called Red Cordial when I was growing up.
When we said we hope that the Origin is refereed differently because Bernie Sutton came out and said we will be refereeing this exactly the same. We said somebody must have said something. Well, the tip is that Wayne Pearce on the commission was the one who came out and said, you will referee this differently. And I got no doubt there's probably been pressure from the commission and maybe Wayne Pearce and a few of the others saying we have to change what we're doing because the public out there...
But that's his job on the commission,
jumping up and down. And I have no problem with anything that we may do during the season, changing things, whether it's tweaking a rule, whatever, if it improves the game for us. But to come out publicly and say that with the referees after they've supported that crackdown... It should have been in-house.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It should have been in-house.
And that's why Wayne Pearce is on the board or on the commission because when there's something that comes about football, there's supposed to be business people on there, but when it comes to simply the product that runs out there, so it's viewers only. And one thing I'd love Wayne Pearce to push too is I want to see another Wayne Pearce come back into the game. I want to see Wayne Pearce needs himself to come back in for his legacy, so he needs to get the interchange down and get it down quickly, and that's what he should be on there fighting for right now.